Chapter 7. Blood still streaming from a network of hastily inflicted slashes, Numanor presented himself to the sentry outside Savong La's private warren aboard the Sunalak.
"I have been summoned." Numanor struggled to mask his excitement, for the War Master rarely called subordinates to his private refuge, and never during the sleep cycle. "I was told not to concern myself with appearance."
The sentry nodded curtly and pressed a palm to the receptor pores in the door valve. The portal took a moment to recognize the warrior's scent, then puckered open to reveal a small contemplation chamber lit softly by bioluminescent wall lichen. Savong La sat on the far side of the room, absorbed in conversation with the Master Villip. Numanor stomped a foot politely, then waited for permission to enter. Virgir came out from behind a table and waved him over.
"He wants you to see this."
Irritated to find his rival there, Numanor rounded the table to look over the War Master's shoulder. The Villip had assumed the visage of a human female with high cheeks and sharp features. Numanor's annoyance immediately vanished, for he knew the woman well. He had been the one who turned her to the Yuuzhan Vong cause.
"See, you have put the Vornskers I sent to good use," Vicky Shash was saying. "Four Jedi have died already. Your Voxen are proving most effective."
"Voxen? How do you know their names?"
Shesh's eyes widened slightly, though subtly enough that the War Master might not have noticed her surprise.
"That's what the Jedi call them. I don't know how they came by the name. They're becoming very tight-lipped about the matter."
"Are they?" Savong La turned thoughtful. "Interesting."
Virgir astonished Numanor by touching the War Master's arm.
"Your agent is here."
Savong La did not strike her or chastise her in any manner. He merely told Shesh to wait and turned to his agent, as Virgir had so dismissively called Numanor, and studied the bloodstains seeping through his web-silk tunic.
"My summons interrupted your devotions."
His tone was apologetic and sincere. "Perhaps something can be done about that." Savong La surprised Numanor yet again by rising and fetching, himself, a thorn seat from the far corner. He put it in front of Shesha's Villip and motioned his guest to sit. The lack of a blood crust suggested the chair's last feeding had been less than sating, but it would have been an insult to hesitate. Numanor sat down and, as the hungry thorns sank into his back and buttocks, consoled himself with the thought that the War Master believed he enjoyed such indulgences.
"I am honored."
Savong La was already returning to the Villip.
"Vicky, I have an old friend of yours here."
"Really?"
Shesh replied. She would not have seen Numanor enter the room. Her Villip would be of the type linked directly to the War Master and able to relay only his image and words.
"Who's there?"
"I am certain you recall Pedric Cuff,"
Savong La said, using the alias by which Shesh knew Numanor. The smile that came to the Villip's lips was less than sincere, for Vicky had seized the first opportunity to bypass Numanor and offer her services directly to the War Master.
"What a delight."
"Vicky, repeat what happened today."
Savong La gave Numanor no chance to reply to her greeting. "Pedric Cuff needs to hear all." Vicky obediently recounted what had happened in the committee room earlier, emphasizing Jason's plan to ambush the Talfalio blockade. She lingered a little too long on how cleverly she had manipulated Borsk Felia into asking for a military study, buying the Yuuzhan Vong time to prepare a counter-ambush.
"You may have as much as 2 weeks,"
Shesh finished.
"I will keep you informed."
"You did well,"
Savong La said, though Numanor knew they already had a fleet lying in wait for just such a purpose.
"But tell Pedric Cuff about the envoy, Vicky."
If she understood that Savongla was slighting her by consistently speaking only half her name, Vicky Shesh showed no sign.
There was some concern about the time required for a study, but I persuaded Borsk to ask for an envoy.
Her Philip smiled.
He has no real interest in talking to you, but I convinced him the request might save the refugees long enough for the military to complete its study.
Very clever, Savongla said. You buy us time, but make them think they are the ones who stole. You are truly gifted, Vicky. On the day of our victory, your reward will be beyond imagining. Is there anything you need now?
Only the usual funds, she replied.
You will have them and more, the War Master promised, through the customary channels. Savongla broke the connection by stroking the Vilip, then turned to Nomanor as the creature reverted into an inert blob.
That one angers me, he growled. She takes me for a fool.
Humans often cast themselves in the best light, Nomanor said, unsure whether the War Master's displeasure extended to him as Shesh's recruiter. They seem unable to see the shadows they also cast.
A pity for you, then, Nomanor, Savongla said.
Nomanor sat forward, stifling a cry as the chair's thorns tore free of his back.
Me, War Master?
Savongla nodded. Tell me, do you believe what she says about the Bothan? That he has no interest in talking to us?
No more than I believe she persuaded him to ask for an envoy.
Nomanor said.
Borsk Felia wants to talk, and Vicky Shesh fears he has something to make us listen. She hopes to protect her own position.
Our thinking is the same on this, Nomanor, the War Master said. All the more reason I must command you to return to the infidels.
Him?
Vergeer asked. Nomanor glared fire at the feathery pet. Who else? Perhaps you were thinking of yourself. Vergeer lowered her arms.
My objection praises you, Nomanor. You have caused the New Republic too much damage. Borsk Felia could not talk to you if he wanted to. The Senate would vote him out of office.
Truly? Savongla smiled slyly, then turned to Nomanor and gestured at the thorn chair. Take that with you, my servant. Consider it a gift.